The Gemara is going to go through all the Taldas, go through many Taldas of each Av, and the form of the Gemara is to figure out if Taldas Sam Pieta ban or not. But Agav, the Gemara uses it as an excuse, so to speak, to go through all of the Taldas of each Av, and we go through them one at a time. The Gemara starts with Karen. Tana Rabbah. Gimel Av is Nemu Bishar, a Karen, a Shen, a Regel. There are three, each one has to have its own characteristics. Karen, Shen, and Regel. Shen and Regel are easy. Shen, the characteristic of Shen is that Shen is Yeshon Hala Zekai. The characteristic of Regel is what makes something ragel? It's in kavanah still hazik. As it's walking, without kavanah to be mazik, it does damage. What's the attribute of Karen? Karen is neither shein nor ragel. What's unique about Karen? So we're going to have to see what? Kavanah still hazik. Chayra, it's Rashi that way from Rashi here, that Karen has to be kavanah still hazik. Which means that if it does something strange without kavanah to be mazik, it's neither of them. We have to figure this out at some point. But let's say an animal goes down the street and it doesn't have any kavanah to be mazik, but nevertheless it does something that's not normal for animals to do, and it's mazik. So that's not Karen, not Shein, not Regel? Shein and Regel are Derech. What? Shein has to be Yeshon Ola Zekai. Without Hanoah, it can't be Shein. And Regel is something which is Derech Iluchai, which is as it walks. So Karen, we're going to have to get back to this. We'll get back to it next week when we do the Rashi's here. That exactly what are the characteristics of Karen? Does Karen, is it just that it's Mishona? Or is it have to be Kavanos Elahazik? So that issue, I think the Rishash has a deal here in Rashi, in the long Rashi. So we're not going to go into it now, but it's something to try to figure out next week. We get not Sunday maybe. We'll try to get into this shayla. Sara Shavish Shaban. Shadak Mahazik. But you're not an onus. I mean, if you're total onus, then it's total onus. So it has to be a little. It has to be some level of Daka Lahazik. So it's totally not Daka Lahazik. Even by Ashar, you're saying that it should be an onus. Maybe that's correct. Okay. We'll have to see. So that's Mishunah, not Kavanasi Lahazik. Yes, he's saying Lacharis Potter. Talking not any Mazik, you're Pashta Ainus. Okay. Alright, so this we'll have to figure out Mitzvah Hashem. Let's see first the Gemara takes apart Karen. Karen Minola. The Tanur Rabbanan. What's the marker for Karen? So there are two parashiyos in Shemos. One starts Ki Yigach. And one starts ki yigash. Ki yigach is negicha, which is with Karen. Ki yigach is if it gores with the horns. Shenemar vayas loitzit kiyo ben kinano karne barzel. Vayomer kayam arashem ba'ela tenaga chasaram. So kiyo ben kinano was a navi sheker. And he wanted to say nevuah, the opposite of the neviyayam, is said that bubble is going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Via Sheker said, no, Be'ela Tanaga Chas Aram, that Fakeret Kla Yisrael will destroy Aram. Aram and Babel is the same thing in that time period. So we see here that a Keren is called Negicha. So what's the Gemara trying to figure out? Just the Taich. The Taich Negicha is Keren. Vaimer, second mocker to the Taich. B'char Sharei Hadalai V'karnei Rein Karno. The second place that it says Keren, and it says, Behem Amim Yenagach, and it says the lashon negicha. So we have two makaris. My vayimer, why do I need two makaris? Because if I would just have the first makar from Tekiyo ben Kenana, so I would have said divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah yalei afina. So therefore, I need a second pasuk tashma b'chayr sharei hadolah. I can't learn a limud from Navi, from Nach. You can't learn out chidush edinim. So that's why I have a pasuk b'chayr sharei hadolah. Frankly, Gemara, it's not true. Hay meilufu, kimi nosavi amahu. You can't have limudim from Nach. You can't learn out halachis from Nach. But to learn the taich of a word, you can learn out from Nach. Any place where you know what the taich is, you know what the taich is. We're not talking about Gzeres HaKosos, we're talking about the taich of Yigach. The taich of Yigach, you could learn out. The Degicha Bekarenu. Ella. So the Gemara says, you're right. So why do I need two psukim? So the Gemara Maskana is Mar Detayma. If I would have just brought the first pasuk, I would have thought, Ki Palag Rachmana Bein Tam Lamud, Hani Mili Betlusha. That's only by a horn that's disconnected. And what happened? Very strange thing. An animal took the horn in its mouth, and it was Menageach with it. And it did damage, which I think is totally a Mishunah. It's totally unusual. Abo B'Mechuberes, Eima Kulum Yedasi. But if it's Mechuber, I would think, That's not negicha, that's not yigach, toshma b'char sharei hadolai. Period. So, what's the limud? If we just say the first pasuk, the pasuk from Navi, I would think it means keren tzlusha. So therefore I need the second pasuk to tell you that taich yigach is keren mechuberes. Why can't you have just the second pasuk without the first pasuk? What does it say? The first pasuk alone is no good, because if we just said the first pasuk, I would say Karen is Tzlusha. So I need the second pasuk. Why can't you have just the second pasuk to show you Karen is Mechuberes without the first pasuk? Why can't I have the second pasuk without the first pasuk? Who needs the first pasuk? For what purpose are we bringing the case of Tzitiyah ben Kenana? Anybody? Second pasuk is Davka Mechuba. Karnei Reim Karnov Behem Ami Yenagas. Davka Mechuba. And I would say Tlusha is what? Mechuber, if it just said Mechuber, I'd say Mechuber is Karen.
No, I'm saying the second pasuk is Mashmash.
No, second pasuk is Mechuber. The second pasuk is Bechar Shari Hadalai. That's Karen Mechuber. And the first pasuk is Karen Tlusha. Malach is right. Well, if we just say the second pasuk, you have to have tough. Shah. If we just say the second pasuk, I'd say Karen is only Karen Mechuber. Why would I say by the first? If you didn't bring the first pasuk, what would I say? The din by Karen Tlusha. So the Karen Tlusha would be. The Tver Shmuel in the back. He asked this kasha. Yes. Why don't we just have the second pasuk without the first pasuk? Why don't we just have the second pasuk, the pasuk of Karen Mechuberes? What do I need to bring the pasuk of Tzitziyah ben Kenana? So he answers that if I brought only the second pasuk, I would say Karen is only Karen Mechuber. But if an animal takes a Karen Tlusha in its mouth and it gores with it, I would say that's an Inus. That's totally unusual. I would say it's an Inus Mamish. Totally unusual for an animal to take Tlusha. I say it's Pato Agamri, it's not even Karen. So therefore, I need the other pasuk to tell you that Karen Tlusha is what? Is what? I'm not sure. What? to tell you that it's Keren Tam, which is Chayav Chatzin Nezek. So just to speak it out. Again, if I only had the second pasuk, I'd say Keren is only Mechover. I would say Keren Tzolush shows an Aynes and Espatel Legamri. Kamash Balon, the pasuk of Keren Tzolush, that Keren Tzolush is... It has a din of Tamamulit, it's Keren. Despite the fact that it's an Aynes, or it's not an Aynes, animals have this thing. Sometimes they like to take horns in their mouth. I'm not sure how. No, the Teretz is a good Teretz. If it just said one part, I wouldn't know the Teretz. I wouldn't know Tolusha. So, Mashallah and Tolusha. Just, I'm not sure, the Maskana, when we're telling you Tolusha, is it telling me a rule that even things that are totally unusual are also Karen? Or is it telling me, Kamash Mon Tolusha, that it's not so unusual? Tolusha is also Chaya because it's not so unusual. I'm not sure how the Kamash Mon goes. The Chaira, since Karen has. If Karen Oinis is Potter, so if an animal taking a horn in its mouth is totally, I would think it's totally strange. I don't know, I never had an animal. Shar. I would think a shar taking a horn in its mouth, I mean a geyach, is 100% unusual. Total oinus. So then the kamash malon here is that oinus by Karen is nice. I don't know if that's oinus. We'll have to see then. What's the din that Karen oinus and animals are something totally... What? Mishuna is called. Yeah, I don't have to use the word ayin. What I mean to say is something that's totally unexpected. An animal goring is a darkai, but it's not an ayinus. That right? The regular animal go, a normal animal to gore is not darkai b'kach, but it's not an ayinus because animals do it sometimes. These are shmirin. But something that's totally unusual never does. We'll have to see. But that's shot in the Gemara. What? That's right. Well, what it would have done, I'm not chayav for. So it didn't do it. Only chayav for what it did. I'm not chayav for what it would have done. I'm chayav for what it did. You mean that's just a b'shir b'seif l'anis. It's really the same. The saying is, it was ready to do it anyway, so Pumas did it this way. Should we still have to say the burning is Jewish? Okay. Alright, so this we're putting aside. This is really the same thing I asked you in the very beginning of Shir. It's not identical. The same question of what level, by Keren, which is Mishum in the first place, what level of Einis is the owner still potter if an animal does something strange? How Mishunah and how much Kavanah Sila has it. So that, as I said, we're going to put aside, and we'll leave that maybe for Sunday, to define the characteristics of Keren. What are the characteristics of Keren? So that we're going to have to see. You should see, I think the Rishash is on the Rashi Ella. The Rashi on the Gemara really talks about this. For today, we're going to talk about the Rashi. The Rashba says, let's see, if Keren means Keren Tolusha, let's say Keren, the Gemara says, I would have thought it means Keren Tolusha. If Keren means Keren Tolusha, and the Torah is telling you Keren Tolusha, the first couple of times is a Tam, and it pays Chatzi Nezek, and after three times, it's a Mulid and it pays Nezek Shara. Why would I have said a Keren Mechuberes is? So Gemara says, I would have said Keren Mechuberes is Kula Muedesi. It's a Muad from the very first time. That's what I would have said. In other words, I would have said pay more. If the Torah's Keren is Tolusha, and Keren Mechuber is nowhere to be found in the Torah, it just doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah, what should be the din? What should be the din? Huh? Why would you say should be the din? If Kerem in Torah means Kalusha, and Kerem Mechuberis is nowhere in the Torah, there's no parasha of Kerem Mechuber. What should be the din? Huh? You're saying it will be a mu'ud. You're saying it will be a mu'ud. Well, first of all, Tosis yes to Kasha, Tosis to Avo, now where would it be a mu'ud from? We started the year with the cloud that it's not in the Torah, and you have to have the mu'udim. You can't just say it's chayit. Without a limud, we started the year with that rule, that a mazik without a limud is not a mazik. So that Tosis Avol Dizna. What the Rashba says is that the Keren Mechuber, if the Torah was only talking about Keren Tam of Telusha, what's Mechuber? I would say, well, Mechuber could go either way. Either Mechuber is more chamur, and it's a mu'ud from the beginning to the end, or a mu'ud is more kal, and it's a tam from beginning to end. So since I could dash in both ways, it's a sveka d'araisa. So sveka d'araisa Mechuber. So to Rashba, that's why I would say Kerem Mechuber is chayiv like a mu'ud from beginning to end, because sveka d'araisa Mechuber. The Kasha, how do we know it's a mazik b'chlal that we have from the Tosfos? Rashi doesn't go into that. But once it's a mazik, what's its din? It doesn't say the Farish in the Torah. Maybe it's kulei tam, maybe it's kulei mu'ud. The Rashi says, what?
Why should it be more tam? Doing something
logically, why should it be more kal? Maybe it should be more chamer. Maybe because the Nizik should have been careful. He sees an animal. Just like Redol's Potabish is surrounding, so the Nizik should watch out. So maybe a Karen, which is more the Derech, you have to watch out for animals. Animals gore. You have to be careful for that. Because Redol is totally Potabish. So I would tell you like this. Redol is totally Potabish. Karen Mechuberis is a little more unusual as here. And Karen Tlush was totally unusual. That doesn't show. So maybe I would have said that. So the Rashba suffered that asthma for me. Now this Rashba is a Pella. It's a Pella because what are you talking about? So if the Safik Darais L'Chumra applies to Dina Yisav HaHeter, we're talking about paying money. By paying money, we don't say Safik Darais L'Chumra. We say Amaiti Mechavera Yalav Araya. We say just the opposite. If there's a Safik, if you have to pay, so we say a suffix if you have to pay, that's almost a chavel varaya. Sveika is lakula, not lachumra. There are a number of ibayas later in the Masechta, different types of mazik, what they are. And if you test them at Aleph, ibayalu, there are a bunch of ibayas that end up, a few of them end up with a tekun. End up with a tekun. Hoisa ben mahalaches ben mokim shi'i efshala elem kemen atezesu. Kamar has a shayla in certain cases, I guess the simplest case is kishkisha biznava. Kamar has a shayla that wags its tail more than normal. A normal animal wags its tail as it walks through the street. But let's say it was magic with a bang with its kishkisha biznava, kishkisha seira. It's a tekun. The Gemara is not sure, is that regal, is that carrot? It's a suffix. We paskin hamaytim mechaveir el avaraya. Rashi himself paskins that way. Hamaytim mechaveir el avaraya. You're not sure if it's chayiv or not. Is it regal? Is part of rishus harabim? Is it carrying this chayiv rishus harabim? Suffik nezikin. It's a klal gadol for this whole mesechta. That any suffik nezikin, the rule is hamaytim mechaveir el avaraya. No, double pashut. No, same thing again above metzia. Every time you had a tekel above metzia, you paid. Every tekun bav metzia, we say amaytim chaveil of araya. So the Rashba who says over here suffik derais lachumra, and since suffik derais lachumra, therefore, if the Torah would only say keren telusha, keren mechuberes would be lachumra, and you would have to pay nezek shalei. How could the Rashba say here, Safik Lakuna? If the Klal Gadol and the Masechta is, Safik Lakuna. They also bring a Rashba on Gimel Amid Aleph. The Ruven brings it right in the beginning of his piece. The Rashba himself says on Gimel Amid Aleph, right here, in the case of Haiminayu Mafkis, the Gemara, he says over there also, Safik Lakuna. That if it could go both ways, so we're Mekel, we Darshan Lakula, and they're talking about Darshan. So the Rashba needs a Hezber. In other words, we have to know when do we say Sveika Lachumra? When do we say, we have in some case that we say Sveika Lachumra? What is the rule? The general rule is, no shayim. When is the rule, when do we say Safik by Mazikin is Lachumra? It might seem wrong. So the Achrayim here have a few Mahalchim that are all similar, just slightly different in the way they say it. Rabbi Ruvain has a Mahalach, and Rabbi Baruch Ber has a second Mahalach. I saw that some Sefer in a Tshuva in Yerodea, some Ereshmeim Aleph, in one paragraph, has a Mahalach which is similar to Rabbi Baruch Ber. Therefore, let's go with this approach. The way, the simple way, Rabbi Baruch Ber goes into a lot of side pratim, but the simple explanation, we're trying to come away with a rule. When do you say Safik HaMesim L'Chayv HaRaya? And when do you say a Safik is L'Chum? Rabbi Baruch Ber says that any suffix in Shas that's a suffix in Svara, it's a suffix in Svara. Is this something the animal normally does or not? It's a question in how do we, Al Pi Svara, apply the rules of Mazik? Anytime you have a suffix in Svara in the Gemara, let's say the Gemara Kishkasha Biznava, or any Yubaya that the Gemara is going to have, what comes out of it in the halacha? Well, what are the rules? What comes out of the halacha is, you have to watch your animal. Yes, that's Sveika L'Chumra. Look, I'll be watching your animal. Look, I'll be Chiyuvei Shmira. So now, of course, we're going to be Mashmir. It's a Safik D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to let your thing cause damage. So, you're going to have be a Safik L'Chumra. And you have to be careful. No? Let's say someone digs a bar. A bar that's less than 3 tefachim is not a bar. A bar that's 3 tefachim is a bar. Let's say someone digs a bar and it's 3 tefachim according to Ramay Shashir and not according to Chazayin Shashir. If someone gets hurt, what would we say? Well, let's say a bar has to be 10 tefachim to be chayiv for killing an animal. Let's say it's 10 tefachim according to one shir and not 10 tefachim according to the other shir. What would you say? It's pashut. You ask any bentari, you know. Hamaisin lechavel v'raya. You don't have to pay. Lagabe shmira. You have to be shimer. That's a safik d'oraisa l'chumra. Lagabe, do I have to watch this bar? I dug a bar, which according to some shiurim is a mazik. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra. Lagabe watching it, you have to be machmir. Once an animal got hurt, do I have to pay? I'll say no. It's lechavel v'raya. There's nothing wrong with splitting it, right? I could split it. I could say, Lagabi Shmira, it's one way, and Lagabi Paying, it's another way. There's no problem. It's a Safik. A Safik could go two ways. That's true with all the Ibayas and Tekus and Sfakus that we could come up with. However, when the Safik is how to Taich a Pasuk, in our Gemara, it's a question of Taich, Ki Yidach. It's a question of taiching. What's taich yigach? Is yigach keret lusha or keret mechuberes? When I have a suffix in taiching a pasuk, I can't say, well, l'gabe the dinim of shmira, I'll taich the pasuk that the Torah is saying you have to watch your animal keret mechuberes. I'll be machmir. And l'gabe paying, I'll taich the pasuk differently. When you're talking about how to taich the pasuk, the yigach, to taich a pasuk, you have to be consistent. The Torah wrote yigach, which could mean Tlusha, could mean Mechuberes. What's the Kavanah Satayra? If we have only a pasuk of Tzitiyah Be'Kinana to tell you Keren Tlusha, so the question is, what does the Torah mean Lagabi Keren Mechuberes? What does the Torah mean to say? What's the taich of the pasuk? How do we taich up the Parsha of Mazikin? When you're taiching up the Parsha of Mazikin in the Torah, that you can't split it. You have to say there's a chi of Shmira and Sveka the Deraisa Lachomra. I'm not sure, did the Torah mean I have to watch my animal for Karabach Uberes? Do I have to watch it like a Malik or not? So I have to touch the Pasik Lachomra. Once I touch it Lachomra, Mamela I have to pay. I can't split Psukim. So Mamela I'm going to have to pay like a Muid. So Zatzim Baruch there, anytime you're talking about Dinei Isser and you have to say Sofet Derais L'Chumra, if it's a Shaila like the rest of the Pet Masechta, it's a Shaila in Svaris, you can split it. You can say L'Gabi Shmira B'Machmel, L'Gabi Nitzbinei. But when you're Mesupik in the Kavanas HaTorah, that you have to be consistent. If you touch it one way, it has to be consistent. But since we have to say Sofet Derais L'Chumra, the Chi of Shmira is on a keren mechuberes like a muid, so maybe I'm going to have to pay like a muid. So this is Rav Baruch Ber's hakdara. So we always say Amitzu Chayav Araya, no problem. And the exception is over here where we have a situation where we're trying to teach the pasuk. We get to Dav Gimel where again talks about sveikus and teaching the pasuk. We'll have to see how the Rav Baruch Ber fits there. But the rule is a very nice rule. That there are two dinim, it did shmira and it didn't pay. Normally I could split it. When it's a shaila and svara, I could split it. When it's a shaila in taiching the pasuk, well, I can't split it. So I'm stuck, I have to go with the rule of sofik deras lochukra. This is the klal according to Rav Baruch Ber. The Chumra is... No, so I have to go on the Chumra dick away. I'm going to say, Kiyigach is Keren Tlusha. You're right, you have to rephrase. Kiyigach is Keren Tlusha. What is Keren Mechuberes? What is the Kavan of Keren Mechuberes? Is Keren Mechuberes in the Parsha of Tam straight or in the Parsha of Muid straight? I would have two ways to learn how Keren Muid. And I can't say it's Pata Lagamri for whatever reason, as I said, however we're going to deal with that. So there I would have to plug it into the Parsha where it would be a Muid Mitzvilasa rather than in the Parsha, which is a Tamu. That's the klal, that's this rule. I want to point out, I think the book of Zavron needs to point this out. We always talk about Sofek Derais L'Chumra. Whenever we talk about Sofek Derais L'Chumra, there's Rav Shimon's Kler all over Shas. I'm not talking now about Mazik. Right? Every time you have Sofek Derais L'Chumra, right? The typical case, you have in front of you a piece of meat, and you don't know, is it Nevela or is it Kshela? A 50-50 chance, right? You have a piece of meat in front of you, you don't know if it's Nevela meat, it's put in Muncie, or if it's Kashami. It's a 50-50 chance. So what's the din of a person says, you know what, I'll take a chance, I'll eat it, when I come to Shemayim, Machamei Vesrim, I'll find out if I was over or not. So all you who have been in the shir of previous years should know. What happens? The person goes, he eats the meat, he's willing to take his chance. He comes up to Shemayim Lachamei of Asher. And he finds out it was kosher meat. Was he ever on anything? Huh? Was he ever? Did we say, oh, he took his chance, he won. We're playing the lottery, no? So we have Rav Shimon's klal that Sofek Derais L'Chumra is L'Chumra Mitam Vadai. It's not the Tam Sofek, you know, I'll take a chance. It's Mitam Vadai. When the Torah said the Sofek, you have to be machmir, that means it's definitely that way. It's definitely, you're not allowed to eat it's a piece of meat. Absolutely. If you come to Shemayim and you find out it was kosher meat, the person still gets an arnish. Because some of the rice lachomer is lachomer b'tam fadai. It's a fadai ticket thing. That is sasik. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're positively, definitely not allowed to eat the velus and trifus and chelav and sofi deraisis. Definitely awesome. This Rivara affair goes with the Hahalos. We're saying when you come to Taich a Pasik and you have two ways to Taich it, you can't say, well, there are two ways to Taich it, so I'll let it be a Sufik. I'll be Machmir a Sufik, and then I won't have to pay. No. When you Taich the Pasik, it's definitely Taiching the Pasik. You go with the rules, and you give it a definite Taich. Taich has to be consistent. And therefore, a Sufik that arises in Taiching a Pasik is a consistent uptight of a pasuk.
Which pasuk
I still have to work on that. On which pasuk are we talking? Some probably before. How the Rabar Fair fits into the Lashon HaKra. So that's why Rabar Fair is not clear, but he gets himself wrong and tries to explain where it would fit. It has to fit into some parsha of the title, right? So it definitely has to fit somewhere. The question is where it's going to fit. It would be easy, I would answer you. This is a Rav Arfed Mahalach. There's one thing that I'm trying to get straight in Svara, it may have to do with, now I'm talking about the rule of Safik Mazikin. You have many cases of Safik Mazik, which is Maitre Mechlel Haraya. In Simi Shin Tzadik, in Siv Beis, it talks about the Sfeikas. Now, I just want to remind you, we've had Bav Metzia frequently, the klal that by a suffix deraisa, by mamin, there's a suffix if you have to pay me mamin, whatever the suffix is. The rule always is that tfisa helps. If I grab, then it helps by Moitzi Bechaveir Ovarai. Right? That tfisa by a suffix helps. We had the whole sugi in Bav Metzia of Tafrei Kayin, actually the sugi of tfisa, if the two people holding a talis, and one person grabs it away from the other. We had this clown that by sveikis, if the psak is hamaisin lechavel haraya, tfisa works. That was a basic clown that we had in Dinei Mamon. In Shemesh Shin Tzadik Siv Beis, it says, Kishkishab is Nava Kishkosh Rav. The case is anybody. The animal wagged its tail very wildly. Shane Darkalas, his tummy, not the normal thing. The Zika Bishusarab. It did a Hezik Bishusarab. So if it's Karen, it's. What's it doing? Mazik Bishusarab. If it's Karen, Chayed Nechatinez. If it's Regel, it's Pata Bishusarab. So Shulchan Aruch says, that Potter then tofas hanizik goes the chatinezik. If the nizik grabs, he can get chatinezik. That makes a lot of sense. If the nizik grabs, he can grab because it's a safi. The Ramah says v'yesh aymrim the bechol sveka dedina loy mahani tfisa ulachein afilu tofas mafkina mina. Ramah says, some say, by every, he says, b'chol sveik ha'dedina, he doesn't mean every suffix of cheshev ishva. He means every suffix by mazik. That by m'mani ha'mazik, b'chol sveik ha'dedina loy ma'ani tfisa, b'chein ha'filu un'tofas mafkin amina. Now here, it's a type of thing that needs, it's a riddle. I think we already have enough information about the rules of Mazikin to try to figure out why it should be this way. Why should it be that by Suffolk Mazik, which is always HaMaisim HaFav HaRaya, Tfisa shouldn't help? Even though by every other Suffolk Mamin, Tfisa helps. Every Suffolk Mamin, Shnei Mazim B'Talis, Tfisa helps. And by Suffolk Mazik, with the Psakis HaMaisim HaFav HaRaya, he said, doesn't help. This is something to try to, I think there's a mahalach, to try to figure out how to possibly explain it. We'll come back to it a little bit next week, but it's Hashem. I hope by the end of this month, by Yom Kippur, we have 3 weeks now till Yom Kippur. Is next week, then the first week is Slichus, where everybody is more tired than usual, and the second week is the Aser Shemitshuva. So we have 3 weeks. I would like to finish till the end of the Sugya, which is the Gemara of the Bay. So I'd like to go on to the next piece of Gemara, at least part of the time on Sunday. We're going to do that Rishash. Please make sure to take a look. Thank you.